The first of the month is, of course, your loans, your electricity, and the rent, all the fun stuff. My name is Rob Chase, and I'm the owner of Digress Wine. There's definitely going to be some discussions with distributors, and you know, I might have to eke out a couple payments a little bit late here. I'm definitely going to have to. I'm just, you know, doling out pennies wherever I can and trying to stay on top of everybody and keep it all covered.
As the COVID-19 pandemic enters its second month, it's crunch time for many of the businesses and workers affected by shutdowns intended to stop the disease from spreading. Many of those workers are in the food and wine business. In Orlando, Florida, one of America's hospitality centers, bills are coming due just as a statewide stay-at-home order takes effect. I'm Judith Smelser, creator of Orlando Wine Blog, and this is Unwinding, following the stories of Central Florida's wine professionals via Skype as they navigate the changing world of COVID-19.
If we don't pay people, of course, we get put on the state list, meaning we can't purchase any wine. When you order wine, you have 10 days upon receipt of said wine to pay your bill. After the 10-day period, basically you are forbidden from purchasing wine. There's a couple ways. It'll start you off maybe on a COD, so you can pay for wine with cash on delivery. Or you're on complete no sale, which means nobody can ship to you at all until all of these debts are taken care of. It's just where we are right now. It's not going to be a surprise to anybody. You know, there's, I'm sure, more people on the list right now than there has been in a very long time.
It always hangs over the head, you know? You get the wine, right? You've got 10 days to turn around and pay them for the wine. I'm Melissa McAvoy, co-owner of Swirlery Wine Bar with my partner, Damian Roman. It's very important for us to stay on top of our invoices and you know, our accounts payable, because obviously we don't want to be listed, because when you're listed, you can't get any more wine, and we constantly need to be buying wine.
The real issue is that, you know, with a lot of regulars and people that drink the same thing, I mean, we've got a very adventurous customer base here, but a lot of our strongest customers drink consistently the same wines, and if I can't get those for them, not everybody's as willing to adapt to that. And again, you know, I don't want to hold out on paying anybody what they're due.
Probably a lot of these suppliers won't be getting paid, right? Despite the rules. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there's some small businesses out there that maybe they just can't afford to pay the past due invoices. So it's tough.
No, no, friends have a tough time paying their wine bills. And of course, the distributors are taking a huge hit with the restaurants being closed anyway, and then struggling to get everybody to pay on time is a whole other challenge. You know, the first 2 days of April were good. You know, a little bit more stocking up again. People taking some cases home. And if it continues forward, be able to make sure that everybody, you know, has the money that's due to them. And that's important, you know, not only for our relationships, but for their survival, you know, and mine. Because once we run out of what's on the shelves, we become irrelevant.
Well, I've applied for 5 or 6 grants now. As for unemployment, they waived a bunch of the prerequisites. I submitted them and they're pending.
My name is Christina Peebles. I've been in the service industry for 14 years now and have been laid off. I think today is 22 days since I've last been to work. But as for bills, I mean, everything's still good on my end. Everything's on hold. My landlord, I've lived here for, goodness, almost 8 years. They know that I take
excellent care of the property and everything. So they're very trusting in that sense. So when I text them, I was like, hey, I was like, I can pay rent. It's just going to, you know, nix my savings quite a bit. And they said, don't even worry about it. I don't know if that means don't worry about it. We'll get you another month. We'll figure it out. If I have to give them an extra, you know, $200 a month for a couple months, you know, or more, once we get back to working, I'll be very transparent with, hey, this is what I was making before. This is what I've made in my first couple weeks back. You know, I'll be very transparent and tell them exactly what can work for me versus what would not.
We definitely had some bills due. Our rent was due, and you know, we're working on our payroll. And we asked our landlord for some help, and he said he could help us by accepting half of our rent, and then we can pay that back in July. So it helps for April, you know, but it still is going to be due in July.
So we leased the building. And it's a lovely older couple that's had it for years and years. And it all depends on, you know, what my landlord can absorb, what they're willing to absorb, and how much they like me, I guess. So, you know, we've been in great standing, and everything's been very reasonable. So we'll just see where the discussions go. We'll see what, you know, we can work out for the next few months. And I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Quite honestly, it's, you know, this is all new to me.
You know, with the Small Business Association and these loans to help us get through these times, I applied for them right away when we could. And now it seems like the banks are supposed to actually be lending on those loans. But honestly, you know, I feel like I gave my information to the universe, and then I don't know what the universe did with my information. I spoke to someone over at the SBA, and, you know, they assured me, you know, that they were going to look into it for me. And I contacted my bank, and they said, check out our website, but they let me know that the website's not ready. So all of this just is time consuming. That loan will help. That loan will help us get our employees back to work quicker, and just kind of alleviate any stress that we may encounter. Would we survive without that loan? Yes, I believe that we would. You know, I think we were on track to have hit our best month ever. We got very close to hitting the number. We just missed it by, you know, I would say maybe just a couple thousand dollars. I just feel like people are drinking more wine. I think because they have more time.
Now, you know, being in the first of our real lockdown, I don't know what to expect there. It's really only changed in the sense that, you know, people are calling and putting a little bit more into, hey, throw a case together for me. I'll come by and pick it up, whether they come in or it's curbside. There's a little bit more of just give me the things you know I like, and we'll be on our way.
Maybe people being a little bit more cautious, maybe some of them like wanting more delivery, or maybe, you know, I've seen a few people wearing masks.
I think until it affects someone you know personally, you're not going to take it seriously. Even just driving down around Lake Eola, it's packed. Nothing's open, but it's packed. And it's like, my boyfriend and I looked at each other and I was like, oh, this is serious. And he's like, and see, I was thinking about coming down here to run around Lake Eola. I was like, I think that's 2,000 people's idea right now. And that scares me. We saw a group doing yoga. There was probably 15 people out there doing yoga. Normal yoga, like mats right next to each other. I'm like, oh, cool. So you're just not listening to this at all, you know? And what we don't understand is why there are not police policing the situation to say, okay, you're working out. What are you doing? You know, there's 15 of you out here, you know, or what is your essential business that you're out here for? Because we're all under a lockdown order, and it just seems like no one cares.
you know, people more than ever, with not much else to do, want to hang out and drink. And it's a conversation, you know, every day that I have. And people act surprised. They're like, what do you mean you can't pour me a glass of wine? You know, I can't pour you a glass of wine, but, you know, it's a little quieter, a little bit more time for me to take care of whatever I need to take care of around here, you know, do some inventory, spruce this place up a little bit. But, that's been the biggest change really, is there's not a group of people hanging out anymore. And that's perfectly fine, but it gives me a lot more time in here by myself.
The shop now feels like I'm in a warehouse. There's wine bottles all over the bar. There's wine bottles all over the table. The boxes are everywhere. People aren't coming in and having that interaction. And we're just packing up the wine and bringing it out to them. So it's a completely, you know, different system. And, you know, I used to run around, you know, thinking about, okay, what does this guest need? And what am I getting for the guest? And now I'm just like running around trying to figure out, like, where did I put the wine?
It gets a little lonely, I gotta be honest. Yeah. it would be nice to have some people to hang out with a little bit more, but it's okay, because I'm just happy to be here.
I definitely miss the personal interaction and this element of service and watching the guests enjoy the wine and, you know, sharing a little bit of information about the producer or the region, because we just don't really have that opportunity as much to do that now.
I went golfing and put on a work uniform the other day. I was like, oh, I'll wear my work polo, thinking to myself, like, oh God, I miss my work clothes. Like, it's odd. The days are running together. I honestly don't know what days are what days. They don't feel individual. You don't feel like there is a weekend. You don't feel like, you know, so my neighbor started teaching me Spanish because he's a Spanish educator. And I was like, I'll study wine and I'll learn Spanish while we're down. My Wine and Spirits Education Trust test was supposed to be March 17th. And I had pushed it back to April 17th, right before we got laid off. So then the second test date has now been pushed back to May 7th. Thank goodness for my neighbor who's going to school for education. He has spent hours making syllabuses and daily worksheets and quizzes and things like that, which is just a godsend at this point. Because on my own, it's like you wake up and, oh, what is there to do today? Oh, nothing. Again, you know? So it does seem a little monotonous. My friend is having a birthday party. He lives in LA. So his sister is making a drinking around the world Zoom party. So instead of them coming to Epcot like the plan was, my house is going to be Mexico. And other people are taking on other countries at Epcot. And we're going to throw a virtual like happy hour and we're going to have like tacos and stuff. And they're going to be able to drink around the world, which is corny, but I love it.
We actually did try to do the Zoom thing. It was my mom, my brother, and myself. You know, the idea was like, hey, everyone, let's have pasta for dinner and drink an Italian bottle of red. And I gave my brother the same bottle. But my brother switched it up, went out and got sushi. And I was like, I hope you're not drinking that Italian red with the sushi. He wasn't. He was on top of it. Good job, John. So, yeah, I'd like to try it out again. This is a good story. My cousin, Scott Kelly, said, hey, send me some wine. So my cousins, they're my twin cousins. They are both pilots, astronauts. Scott spent a year in space, which is phenomenal. And then Mark is currently running for Senate in Arizona. And we got to send Scott a really cool mixture of some great reds and some rosés. And we threw some really cool rosés in there. We threw one in from Georgia and one in from Lebanon, which he was really excited to try. And then he was like, hey, well, my other brother wants some wine too. So Mark chose Skywalker Pinot Noir, which is so cool because that's a collaboration with George Lucas and Francis Ford Coppola. And how fitting, you know, for the pilot to, you know, want to enjoy the Skywalker Pinot Noir.
My kids are still going stir crazy, so I've kind of been staying away from them for the most part, just because of the contact that I have with so many people. And you know, my daughter's got a little bit of you know, respiratory issues, so it's really nerve-wracking if she gets this. I mean, she could have some serious issues. So normally, you know, my ex-wife, we split the time pretty equally, and really, it was just an agreement that, yeah, we want to minimize, you know, what everybody is exposed to, and, you know, just made sure they had their bicycles, and, you know, sent a pile of records up to my son because he's getting into vinyl records. So that's fun. Just, you know, we've been communicating more, you know, through the phone, whether it's texting or talking or FaceTiming. That's all great. I mean, you know, you miss hanging out with them, but I don't know if I'm overreacting or not, but it just feels like the right thing to do at the moment. You know, the amount of people that I see during a day, I mean, it's probably more than I should be. You know, we keep our distance and everything's, you know, cleaned and sanitized and taking precautions, but there's still a lot of contact, and I just think it's worth it to try to minimize the risk. It's no fun to not be able to give your kid a hug when they're the recommended 6 feet away from you. So that's it. And I don't know how long that'll last. It's not fun.
I think the concern in my family at this moment is my mom. My mom's very symptomatic of COVID-19. So she's been sick for 2 weeks now, and she wasn't able to get a test, and she's still not able to get a test, but she's at home and still has a sore throat and a fever and coughing. But she said that her lungs are feeling better at this point. But that's always nerve-wracking too, because then there are fears of, well, if you go to the hospital, you have to contact me. And she's like, well, I wouldn't, because you couldn't see me anyways. So my mom's like, if my symptoms got really bad, I mean, I probably just would never let you know. And I'm like, what a thing to say to your daughter, but I get where she's coming from. You know what I mean? She wouldn't want to expose me to it, so she would hide me from it. But those are always scary things that have to come up in conversation of, you know, if I have to leave the house and I get admitted, like, where is everything? Where is paperwork? Where is stuff like that? And there's also a rise in people filling out their wills online. That's crazy to me, you know, but I guess this is something that you got to start thinking about. Frankly, I'm glad I don't have kids right now, and I'm glad I don't own a business, because I can't imagine, like, the stress that that must be.
I don't think I can look very far ahead. In all honesty, I'm really having a hard time looking past the day to day for some reason. It's just overwhelming still. There's so much happening, and it's just a whole new way of living our lives. And so I'm just really taking it day by day.
I'm looking forward to paying my bills and having money in the bank as well, even a little bit would be great. That's kind of the biggest concern at this very moment. And I'd love to see this start to, you know, clear up. But I have a real fear that Florida hasn't seen anything yet, and that we're really going to be hit hard. So I think this is just the beginning for us.
Thanks to Rob Chase, Melissa McAvoy, and Christina Peebles for sharing their stories. We'll continue to follow them as the COVID-19 story unfolds. If you work in the wine industry, please share your story too. Record a short voice memo on your phone and email it to orlandowineblog@gmail.com. Unwinding is a production of Orlando Wine Blog. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts. You can also follow us on social media at Orlando Wine Blog. Thanks to Orlando musician Julian Bond for providing original music for Unwinding, and to Amy Tardiff for editorial assistance. I'm Judith Smelser. Cheers, and thanks for listening.